wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I still didn't understand you.
Wheelbarrow. Okay. Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
It's wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
I'm not going to say it like
barrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Napier and Drunkard STL on the Twitters, whatever. And I just wanted to say that I missed you all after what seemed like forever. It seemed like forever. I count the days until we can be together once again.
I mean, you could text me and I could hang out.
When?
We could give you kisses.
When?
Whenever you want.
When?
We hung out one day last week, didn't we?
Yep, live radio.
Look at all the things. The things say that we're all, it's all doing the whoop, 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 right?
Yeah, but you're kind of closer to the mic now. You were further away from the mic.
Do we need to have a mic check?
We did have a mic check. I did the mic check.
Yeah.
I checked our mics.
All right.
Who let this fly in?
Well, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To get a hold of the show, please dial 309-740-1430, or if you're in that kind of mood, you can get us on the Skypes at WFODix.
It sounds better now, but I didn't do anything.
You're closer to the mic.
How can it sound better?
Oh, you turned off your iPod.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. It just got better?
This is not the way to move up the Dorktown list. Now you know why we dropped to 17.
Yeah, we dropped considerably in the Dorktown ratings, Napier.
Why do you even follow that?
I don't know why it matters, but it does. When I get that list and we moved up and up and up, I was like, hey, this is great. And then he just shit right in my mouth.
Did it taste
like
good?
Right in my goddamn mouth, and I was like, damn it.
Could you tell if he had, like, corn or whatnot for dinner?
I don't know. But, no, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But it kind of matters. And I can't explain to you why. There's something in my heart that I want to win.
I think that's called a psychopathic episode.
You think?
Yeah.
So, Napier, I know that you were kind of wanting to talk about the thing, but I don't really know so much if I want to talk about the thing, because who really cares?
Is this the thing that I texted you about earlier this week?
I think Drunk just doesn't want to talk about the thing.
Oh, I definitely don't want to talk about the thing.
You're away from the microphone really far.
I kind of want to talk about Drunk.
Okay, what are we talking about?
You know,
sometimes you guys yell at me, I'm too close, I'm not far enough away, I'm too far away.
I don't know what it is, Drunk, but you need to find a happy medium. Mr. Producer sent us a big, long email. I'll have to forward it to you.
A diatribe?
About mic discipline. Yeah. And I thought he was just talking about me, but I think he's talking about you.
I mean, Mike, quite likely.
So anyway, I want to talk about drunk. We were contacted on Twitter by, I'm not going to say who it was, but it's somebody that we've heard of.
I would put him there if yeah. I would put him anywhere.
And so, I mean, like when he contacted us and just said, hey, if you ever need a guest for the show, I thought it would be probably kind of cool to talk to
this fella.
But this is something, and I mean, like, I know that I kind of get like a reputation as being somewhat of a dictator of this podcast, but it is a democracy for the most part. Although I primarily do most of the legwork in finding what it is we're going to talk about, and you know, I kind of take over conversations for the most part.
Well, it's not my house.
See,
it's not my mics.
See, like. Yeah. Well, but what happens is like, you know, if there's something major, like, you know, if I decide to do something, if I decide we should try something, I usually run it by my co-hosts. It's a democracy. I run it by everybody to see what they think.
So you run it by me because, you know, Napier ain't going to text you back and Paul never texts you back.
No, I talk to Napier. Me and Napier talk all week about things that we should or shouldn't do on the show.
Okay.
And I mean, like, see, Napier is a good creative partner because he does not care at all about my feelings. Right. So, I mean, like, if I come to him and I say, Napier, I have this really great idea. I want to interview Kermit the Frog. Napier will say, no, Mike, interviewing Kermit the Frog is the stupidest fucking bit someone could possibly do. And then we don't do it. Because Napier talked me out of it. And that's what you need. You need a healthy mix of people that can tell you, it can feel comfortable enough to tell you, man, this is a bad idea. And that's good. I wish that Napier had told me that the pancake song was a bad idea.
Whereas I just agree with you. I'm just like, you want to do it?
Hey, yeah. And Paul tells me when I'm a fucking idiot. But Napier does too. Napier's really good. And so like if a time ever comes, and this is very important, if a time ever comes where you guys think that like I need to take a step back and I just start, you know, willy-nilly going, so Kermit, has it gotten any easier being green over the years?
It's not easy.
No, don't ever do the Kermit the Frog voice and don't talk to me like Kermit the Frog. Because that's fucking retarded. And that's when you guys need to say, no, that's fucking retarded. And then we'll move on.
Kermit D. Frog here.
So, we do have our bit planned.
I do notice that he misspelled my name again in the chat.
Ask Dr. Napier.
Excellent.
So, if you guys want to get right into it, we can just get right into it. Because later on, we are going to do
Napier's sexy
story time. I do have it ready to go. So let's just do Ask Dr. Napier now.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
We have a lot of Ask Dr. Napier questions. Our first question comes from Paulie Deuce Knuckles.
Excellent.
Big fan
of the show, I heard.
What is the preferred method of suicide these days?
Well, there's guns, pills, rivers.
Pills is the pussy way out.
Yeah, but I mean, you can get them. I mean, it's not like you can't get a shit ton of sleeping pills. I got a fuck ton of sleeping pills at my house. And the only thing preventing me from taking a whole shitload of them is these little goddamn blister packs. What, I'm going to spend 30 minutes opening pills and then say, fuck it? No, I'm not. I'm going to open all of them just to spite the person who has to clean all the fucking tabs up.
Is that it, or do you want me to do another one? Do you want me to move on?
What's your favorite method?
I love me.
Well, I love me too. I would never harm me in any way that does not also bring me pleasure.
It would never happen.
If you're gonna slit your wrist, go up the wrist. Don't be a pussy and go.
I'm telling you guys, if you ever hear like on the news or something that, you know, mildly popular podcaster Mike
I don't think they would say that.
Mildly popular.
Yeah, died of an apparent suicide.
Maybe lightly popular.
It was not a suicide. I was murdered.
By that cat?
I was fucking murdered.
I think your cat might do that because he knows you're going to get rid of him.
Question two from our number one fan. How many miles does a man need to walk in another man's shoes to understand his life?
I would say at least 5 years.
5 years?
5 years. What the fuck is he eating?
He's eating my birthday hat.
Oh, happy birthday, faggot.
They brought me a cardboard birthday hat.
What are you now, like 40?
And he's eating my cardboard birthday hat. If you pick it up off the floor, he's just going to jump up on the table. He really wants to eat my birthday hat. Napier, will you wear my birthday hat, please? It's a celebration.
Oh, fuck, I forgot my gi.
You forgot your gi! Okay, so you said 5 years in another man's shoes?
I would say 5 years would do it.
Oh, yeah, I guess...
BT-dubs, cat's back.
Yeah, the cat's back. He made it 2 days in the, what was that, a trial to see if he would work out. In those 2 days, he fought the other two cats to a point where they would not come out of hiding and bit both children.
So now you know who the alpha is.
And so he brought him back the night before my birthday. And so, I mean, that's the best present that you can get.
I need you to type...
a sleepless night of this shithead jumping.
She's right.
My
5 years
head.
Is not a distance.
No, but it is a journey.
I would say 500 miles.
I would walk... No, okay, no. We're not doing that either. What do kidney stones feel like? Also from our number one fan.
I would assume it would feel like pushing a rock out of your piss hole.
So what is shooting a rock out of your piss hole feel like?
I'm pretty sure there is only one experience of shooting a rock out of your piss hole.
Have you ever got shampoo in your pee hole and like it stings really, really bad? You know what
I'm
talking about?
Yeah,
you know when you're jacking, you try jacking with shampoo, it's bound to happen.
No, I've never jacked it with shampoo.
Really?
No, I'll get shampoo in my pee hole.
Yeah, I know. Well, you find out the second time. You do it the first time, and then you realize you should never do it a second time.
I'm a dry tugger.
No, you're not.
Yeah, dry tugger, completely.
You're a dry tugger?
Dry tugger.
I mean, have you ever tried it?
My penis looks like a fine leather jacket at this point.
No, see, like, I did the dry tugging for a while, but, like, once you go lotion, I mean, you can't ever go back. I mean, like, in a pinch, I'll go dry tug, but I don't prefer it.
No, nope, just dry tug for me. I need to grip it right.
Sounds like two of the three.
I just imagine that like the shampoo in your pee hole.
Yeah.
It's like probably way worse than that.
Oh God, yeah, easily.
But I mean that's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gotta itch quite considerably.
I was gonna tell the drunk story. I fucked up. You guys got me sidetracked. I was gonna tell the drunk story. We're okay. In the middle of God damn it, can we just start over?
Nope. Finish
Dr. Napier. Okay, well, remind me. I have to go back to the drunk story.
I don't think I recall this story.
Dry Tugger is actually...
I was in the middle of telling the drunk story, and then we got sidetracked on some other... But it was the cat. The cat fucks up everything.
Dry Tugger is actually the name of my World of Warcraft dwarf. So just to let all of you know, whenever you see a little dwarf walking around in a Viking hat with an axe...
Dry Tugger?
His name is Dry Tugger.
From Indio Techno, what is the proper technique for teabagging?
Normally, you'll want to do like a little squat, but it depends on how you're approaching it. Did you just knock somebody out?
You'd have to come from like they'd be laying down, and you'd come like from their head down, right? You wouldn't want to like come up from like their chest, like up over their mouth, because then you're gonna like put your butthole on their mouth, right?
That's okay too.
No, that's not nice.
Well, if you've knocked them out and you're just doing it for fun, I would say just squat over them and let it rest. However, if you're trying to do it suddenly, like you're just trying to put your balls on their head, I would say knock them down like so their chest is on the ground and their back is facing towards you, and you do like a leapfrog thing, except for instead of leapfrogging over them, you put your balls on their neck.
If I may add to that, I'd also recommend running a couple laps first, or maybe doing some jumping jacks.
So they stick?
Oh, and so they're longer. You know, they got some length to them.
Get a nice little lather working down there.
Yeah, make sure your taint is well oiled. You don't know if you're going to have to escape.
Also from Indio Techno, if I'm with a gal and she has three nipples, do I assume she's from Mars? But I thought men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Does that mean she's a man? Ew.
No. All you have to do is ask her if she gets freaky with it. If she does get freaky with it, you're in. If she says she doesn't, then you obviously know she's not going to let you put it in her butthole, and you can just walk away right there.
So do you reckon there's a lot of three-nippled ladies?
I have no idea.
I think I had a friend in school. She had three nipples. It's kind of weird looking. It looked almost like a mole.
What
but it
should
was
it
pink.
Have been?
Huh? What should the nipple have been? The nipple shouldn't have been anything.
Next question from Indio Techno. When going ass to mouth with your lady, should you make
her...
You
never go ass to mouth, bro.
No, it's healthy for you. You get the digestive bacteria, and it helps you go better.
Dan Fernicase in the chat. We knew a girl in 10 sleep with two buttholes. I don't think that... No.
Why would she sleep with two buttholes? Why wouldn't she just sleep with the one butthole?
Did she shit out both buttholes? Or was one of them...
I think maybe one of them was her vagina and she just didn't know it.
Like maybe somebody Google two buttholes. Like, do they shit out of both buttholes? Question from Indio Techno. When going ass to mouth with your lady, should you make her brush her teeth before kissing resumes?
It's different than when your lady gives you a blowjob. See, when your lady gives you a blowjob, she has sperm in her mouth. When you go down on your lady friend and you stir that trough with your tongue, you've got vagina juice on your mouth. Now you've both got shit on your face.
See,
and it's the other person's shit, so why are you so concerned?
If she had an accident and had two buttholes, then she really only had, she had like a hole in her butt and a butthole. I mean, like one of them was from an accident.
No, maybe
I thought they were like implying that she was born with two buttholes.
No, I think what they're talking about is what's called an anal hymen. You should Google that. It doesn't exist.
multiple people. I thought that we answered this already, but I could be wrong. What is your preferred method for a hangover remedy? And do you think that we've answered that already?
We might have.
It sounds familiar.
No, yeah, because I remember Paul answering this. Paul's preferred method is smoke two bowls, go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac, and an orange drink.
I just imagine that chances are whatever you say probably isn't going to be the same as what you said before.
No, probably not.
So
Buffalo Wild Wings buffalo sauce, just chug that little fucker. And
like get it from Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Do they sell that at supermarkets?
No, you have to get it from them.
Okay.
I mean, you have to plan this in advance. Look, you know when you're going to be drinking. So just go out, get some Buffalo Wild Wing sauce beforehand. You'll be fine. Just take a big chug of that fucking thing. Drink a good size pot of coffee. Take a massive shit and you'll be clear.
I usually just kind of like take a shower.
I like vitamin B12.
Yeah, I take the 5-hour energies.
Take the vitamin?
Vitamin B12.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you get the 5-hour energies, those have the B vitamins in it. That'll work pretty good too.
From the Squarehead Kids, why does a vagina smell like the sea, and can you hear the ocean when you put your ear up to one?
Sometimes you can hear a baby's death rattle from inside of it, but I don't think you can hear the ocean.
Has anybody Googled the two butthole thing yet?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do that.
I really need to know about the two buttholes.
It smells like that because of bacteria. Bacteria has a smell. It produces, you know, the smell, and that lets you know to stay away from it because there's the nasty fish rot that goes on inside there.
From our good buddy.
Which could have been my belly button smell, by the way. I don't think I got it real good last time took a bath.
I mean, the pee hole isn't really like in the front, though. It's kind of like more in the...
The pee hole's in the front?
Well, I mean, like,
bottom front.
Yeah, I wouldn't say in the front.
Well, it's the front compared to the asshole. I mean, neither one of them are in the front, but one of them is. I'm going to go pee
Crazy
hole front.
Crazy Jaybird. Oh, somebody click on that. Is it possible to have two buttholes?
He stole the mouse from me.
No, I'm not going to be able to continue until we find out what's going on here. It could be a fistula, which is an opening that occurs around your existing... Problem is that the new opening is not a sphincter, so you cannot control what comes out and when. Can all escape whenever they are present. Wow, you... So, I mean... You, so can you have can't, a... like, have two buttholes.
So it sounds like you need to get a plug if you have a second
It sounds like you need to wipe more than twice. Because if you're only wiping once or twice, you're probably getting some nasty shit going on down there and getting, like, an infection. Okay. From good pal Anchor, if an overweight man has man boobs, is there any benefit in him wearing a bra? Also, do gay men titty fuck fat gay men?
I'm sure they would if they could. I mean, I guess for a gay man, you can't get that experience all the time.
Have you ever done the titty fucking?
Yes.
It's, I mean, like...
It's awkward.
No, it's very awkward. I mean, it feels fine, but like, you know, like your lady's just kind of laying there with her tits pressed together, like looking at you. And like, don't you just kind of feel like she's not enjoying this? And she's looking up at me, fucking her chest like some kind of fucking behemoth, and I probably just look like a goddamn idiot. I can't get over how fucking stupid I probably look like doing it.
I treat it more like a shark treats a seal. Like, it doesn't know what's coming. But, you know, maybe you can sense it a little bit. You can smell the fear. And then all of a sudden, ah, my eyes! Goddamn! Ah!
Napier.
It's so salty!
Mic discipline. Mm-hmm. When you're going to yell... Get away from the microphone. I need to forward you that email.
No.
The email about mic discipline.
No.
Hey, we're worlds better than we were in our first 50 episodes.
I don't think we are, to be honest with you.
With our mic discipline.
From Jared Cardinal, is it safe to fuck a jar of jelly? Yes.
He answered his own question? What the fuck?
No, he didn't answer the question. I'm answering the question. Oh! It's fine.
Unless there's glass in it, or...
Well, I mean, it is glass. Just don't break the glass. Dan Fernicase, why do I get so hungover? I drink regular, and I can... I drink regularly. I wrote really, really small here. I was running out of room. And I can hold my liquor. Why the vicious hangover?
You get that from being,
old.
Well, old's a, that's a part of it, but when you're drinking, you're losing, you know, precious bodily fluids. That's why you pee so much. I would suggest drinking some Gatorade beforehand, keeping, you know, hydrated. The reason that
before
you're,
before
you start drinking, just, you know, do it a little bit at a time. Maybe have a Gatorade when you're done. The reason you're getting hungover is that you don't have enough fluids in you. And your body's getting all dried out. So drink water, drink Gatorade, something along those lines.
Also,
also don't be a bitch. Being a bitch is a part of it. So don't be a bitch.
Well, here's the thing. It's, I don't know if you're a liquor guy or a beer guy. I'm assuming if you have such a bad hangover, it's liquor. So whatever your normal mixer is for your first drink, on your second drink, mix it with water. Crucial. Like a vodka in water or a whiskey in water, because then you got the water and the booze. So.
Oh, yeah. And On the Rocks is good, too. You do get a little bit of water from the ice, and that is delicious.
Just to give you guys a visual, and please, absolutely, do not let me forget to tell the drunk story, because that's where I was going, and then somehow we got sidetracked.
Cat.
Drunk is wearing a trucker hat that says swag on it.
Swag.
And Napier is wearing a birthday hat with flurry things coming out.
It also says
silvery, streamy things.
It also says swag on it.
It should say swag on it.
If it says swag on it, I'm totally.
So I am not wearing any hats. But Drunk, tell me you were given. You didn't buy that, right? Somebody gave you that as a joke.
That's my brother's hat.
Oh, okay.
So he stole it. So that's cool.
I stole it.
Yeah, now that hat is way cooler because he stole it.
I have another one that says YOLO.
Our number one fan says to do the 5-hour energy drink before drinking.
God damn it.
I've never had a 5-hour energy drink.
They don't taste good.
No, they don't. No.
No.
I don't really think I need like 5 hours of energy.
It doesn't give you it's not a Red Bull.
What do
it's,
I need to be so fucking energetic about?
You're not it's not gonna be like a sugar high, you know, ADD riddled little kid. You're just gonna take it, it's like caffeine, it's not gonna do anything to you.
Also from Dan Fernicase, my friend has just had an entire horse cock shoved up his turd cutter. Do I rush him to the hospital or wait it out?
Well, if it was an emergency, we're probably too fucking late.
Does he mean wait it out, like wait until the horse is done? Because I would definitely say wait until the horse is done.
If he can't fall off of it, I mean, I don't think you're taking the horse to the vet.
I mean, you don't want
to
run up behind a horse while he'll kick you, won't he?
Yeah.
Like, hey, horse, stop that.
Especially when he's got his dick in something. Yeah, you need to take him to the hospital if that happens to your friend, Mr. Hands, the beloved horse fucker. Well, he didn't fuck horses. He got fucked by horses. He was a beloved internet figure who got his anus perforated by this horse cock, and he should have gone to the hospital. So, kids, just when the horse is inside you, don't tense. Number one, don't tense. Let him finish. And then number two.
Is that light as a feather, stiff as a board, or is that something completely different?
Yes. Also, wax on, wax off, that kind of thing. So yeah. If the horse has perforated you, leave and go to the hospital. Don't say, no, I'm not going to go to the hospital. I have a nice job, and I don't want them to know that I got fucked by a horse.
And all of you people that sent me private Ask Dr. Napier questions, I'm not answering those.
Why?
Last question from Indio Techno. Does it make me gay to shove a tampon soaked with vodka up my ass? I do it during regular business hours so they didn't do that. Blah, 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 so they don't see me drinking.
First
Did
off,
you get that or should I start over?
I got it.
Does it make me gay to see? Because I'm going to edit all that other stuff out, so I need a clean one here. You ready?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Does it make me gay to shove a tampon soaked with vodka up my ass? I do it during regular business hours so they don't see me drinking.
First off, no, that makes you an alcoholic. Right. second of all, if you don't put Everclear in that thing, shove it up your ass
right,
and then
quit being a pussy.
If you don't put Everclear in there.
Have you noticed that drunk's answer to just about every Ask Dr. Napier question is don't be a pussy?
Yeah.
Drunk answers everything with, we should just have Ask Drunk, where people come up with like all these sad stories about like, you know, my grandma died or like, you know, my girlfriend broke up with me. And Drunk's answer to everything will be,
don't be a pussy.
There you go.
Exactly. Well, what I was going to say is you need to soak that in Everclear and then light it on fire. And if you don't do that, you don't have one goddamn black hair on your ass, sir. Do it.
Are you ready, Drunk?
Sure.
And that was...
Oh, and that was Ask Dr. Napier.
So, like I was saying, the drunk story, I remembered. Yeah. You know, we are a democracy. I do come to my co-hosts and I ask them, you know, hey, you know, what do you think? Do you think it would be cool to interview such and such? Or do you think this would be cool? And
like when you came to me about the we're going on Radio FUBAR?
Yeah. I had already agreed to that well before I talked to you.
Yeah, I assumed you had.
Right. But I want you to think that you have a say. But anyway, so I asked if you guys thought that it would be interesting to talk to this fellow. And Napier was like, yeah, I guess it could be fun. And Drunk kind of hesitated a little bit, and he was giving me a little bit of shit about it, and like, you know, he was like, you know, well, you know, if he calls in, will he be like clogging up our phone lines? And you know, if he's on the phone, then we can't have other callers. And you know, he was doing this whole thing, and I realized kind of over the course of his objections that what he thought that this guy was going to be on the show like permanently. He was going to become.
We were interviewing for a new co-host.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. that is exactly what I thought.
I think Drunk was afraid like we were trying to replace him with...
I just became a co-host and they're already giving me the fucking boo. Jesus.
So I said, do you want to interview this guy? And he thought I meant interview him for a job on the show. Not, you know, we're a talk show and we might want to interview a guest.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you came to Drunk one week and just said, dude, I hate to tell you this, but we gotta have you train your replacement. We don't want to lose you in spirit. We just want to lose you.
We're recasting the character of Drunk.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Time to take a little break. When we come back, we will do Napier's sexy story time. The Wolverine edition of Napier's Sexy Storytime.
So, what kind of sweet, sweet buffer music we got tonight?
Well, you gotta listen.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you what it is.
What about the break music? What do we got for that?
It's a surprise.
A surprise? They're about to listen to it in like 4 seconds.
Exactly, so 4 seconds.
Like, you gotta be radio DJ guy and let them know.
Put yourself in stupid places. Yes, I think you know it's true. Situations where it's easy to look down on you. You think you like to be the victim. I think you like to be in pain. I think you make yourself the victim every fucking day. You do know what you do? You say what you say. You try to be everything to everyone. You know all the right people. You play all the right games. You always try to be everything to everyone. Yeah, you do it again. You always do it again. You say they taught you how to read and write. Yeah, they taught you how to count. I say they taught you how to buy and sell your own body by the pound. I think you like to be their simple toy. I think you love to play the clown. I think you're blind to the fact that the hand you hold is the hand that holds you down. You do what you do. Yeah, you say what you say. You always try to be everything to everyone. You know all the right people. You play all the right games. You always try to be everything to everyone. Spin around and fall down. Do it again. Yeah, you stumble and you fall. Why won't you ever learn? Spin around, fall down. Do it again. Yeah, you stumble and you fall. I wonder if you'll ever learn. Yeah, why won't you ever learn? Come on now! Do that stupid dance for me, bitch! 4-bar break! Oh yeah, you do what you do. You say what they say. You try to be everything. Everyone. Yeah, you jump through the big hoop. You play all the right games. You try to be everything to everyone. Do it again. Yeah, you do it again. Do it again. You stumble and you fall.
This is kind of an, like, a yelling, ordered song that's mean.
Did you feel that was mean?
I felt like I was yelling at my dumbass kid.
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers Van Girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone,
call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Do you guys know anybody named Randy Bolt?
Randy? What city is he in?
I don't know.
This has been Great Moments in Mr. Producer Interview History.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFooBar.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. The number to call is 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype the program at WFODix.
Bitch.
So there is a segment that we like to do from time to time. It's a little thing that we like to call Napier's Sexy Story Time.
This is my first one of these.
For the ladies. You've missed the other ones?
Yep.
Well, seeing as not this weekend, but next weekend, Wolverine will be in theaters. We are excited. We are somewhat of comic book nerds.
Is that a Manpaw movie?
No, that's actually Napier's pick. Yes. That is a Napier pick. So make sure to go see Wolverine in cinemas so that you can catch Napier's pick.
Make sure to go to one of those fancy theaters that has the leather reclining chairs and the waiters and whatnot.
Oh, blow me.
Oh, those are amazing.
We do our Hollywood Fantasy League update. Despicable Me 2 finished with a 62 Metacritic score, $228 million for 141 points.
What movie got that?
Despicable Me 2.
Jesus.
Guess who picked that?
You.
Me. The Lone Ranger, drunk second round pick. Yes. 36 Metacritic, $71 million for 26 points.
What a flop.
Yeah. So, Pacific Rim.
Come on, Johnny Depp.
Pacific Rim and Grown Ups 2 open this week. That's my second round pick and, Dan's second round pick. Pacific Rim put up 65 Metacritic, $37
million. That's not too good either.
I mean, it's opening weekend, so it's still got another week. Grown Ups 2, 42 million, so it did win, beat Pacific Rim. However, it only had a 20% Metacritic, which gave it 8 points. So, and in the long run, Pacific Rim won. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that big of a box office, but the Metacritic score is staggering. So maybe some of the critics that like shitty movies will go late, Dan. Maybe they just didn't go see it opening weekend. So, anyway, to celebrate the release of Wolverine, we have arranged Napier's Sexy Story Time. The title of it was T-A-M-O.
T-A-M-O?
A-M-O. And I don't remember who it was by. If you really care, I'll tweet it to you later. I don't really think it fucking matters. But,
is this two copies of the script, or is this the entire thing?
That's the entire thing. It's quite long, it is. I didn't plan much for this week, so. I did cut out several pages, so I'll tell you what you missed in the first couple of pages. It's kind of a mousy broad, right?
Yeah.
Works at a bookstore. The bookstore sells cigars. So Wolverine, being an enthusiast of cigars, comes in and talks to the mousy broad. And she talks about how she's instantly moistened by the sight of this lovely, hairy man creature.
Okay, so she's at work. A guy comes into her workplace and puss wetness.
Puss wetness, exactly.
Puss wetness.
Yeah, she goes to her class and talks to a minor character, which I guess is her friend. I will play the friend. Drunk will play the part of Wolverine, and you will be our protagonist, Napier.
Excellent. Am I in pink or green?
You are everything that isn't pink or green.
Excellent. This is a lot. So do I do it in the mousy broad voice?
Yes, you're doing it in your mousy broad voice.
I thought you were the mousy broad.
No, Napier
you're
is,
a mousy broad's
Napier
friend.
Is the mousy broad. I am mousy broad's friend. You are Wolverine.
Boom.
Yeah. Have you been working on your Wolverine voice?
I can try.
Okay. Go ahead, Napes.
I walked for about a half hour, got my veggie dog with a bottle of water, and did some window shopping. I was walking out of a consignment shop when I ran into Kendra from school. She looked like she was up to no good. In an innocent way, of course.
Well,
she said,
I've got a date tonight with Justin from Chem. Anyway, we're gonna go to the movies. What are you up to, Chickie?
She said, all smiles as usual.
How's my favorite nun today?
I laughed
now,
so hard.
She's calling her a nun. I guess I should, because in the first 5 pages or so of this, they talk about how she needs to get laid.
Okay, so she's not been penetrated yet.
No, she's frigid. I think she calls her ice cream.
Please tell me Wolverine fucks her with his claws.
Well, yeah, that's the point of
okay.
This. No, he doesn't fuck her with his claws.
Oh.
Okay, go on.
I laughed so hard since it seemed that all my thoughts had become insanely impure. Just doing a little window shopping. What are you up to? Knowing that she was up to no good, in a very innocent way, of course.
I was gonna call you because I'm going to the movies with Eric from Chem, and his brother is in town from Berkeley, and I was thinking, double date?
She was practically bouncing up and down as she spoke. I was actually considering her offer, and then I heard the rumbling of a motorcycle. I had my back turned away from the streets, so I paid no attention at first, until I heard that voice. It was him.
Ain't you my pretty little cigar girl?
He purred deeply.
Isn't that the first thing a broad hears right before she gets raped?
I love it! Do the line again, do the line again.
Ain't you my pretty little cigar girl?
Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Okay.
Oh, she's dead. Yeah. She is back behind an alleyway dead, and he's going to stick a needle in her arm so the cops don't ask questions. This broad is dead!
Your inspiration for this was the animated series Wolverine, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, where he had that fucking Australian accent like a twat? Go on.
He rolls his R's a little bit. Okay, where were we?
My heart was drumming in my chest. I could hear it pounding in my ears. Calm down, Isis. Isis. Isis.
That's your name. You're talking to yourself.
This may be the only chance you get. Don't make a fool of yourself. I stood up straight and looked him straight on. Ti amo. I smiled and looked away. Kendra interrupted my shameless attempt at flirting.
That means I love you. Are you crazy?
Logan smiled a wicked smile and lit a cigar.
She ain't crazy. Not yet.
Logan purred. Whoa, what does that mean, not yet? How could he have heard her on this busy street? I don't know that Kenny, but the cigars he gets at Lisa's store are called Ti Amo Robusto, I explained, feeling a little embarrassed.
Oh.
She sounded very relieved. I couldn't understand how it could be that Kendra and Miss Leah were so terrified of Logan. But all I wanted to do was climb on the back of his Harley Super Glide Lowrider that you can get at Harley and go wherever in the world he would take me. He turned off his engine, dismounted, and leaned against his bike with his arms folded against his broad chest. He puffed away at his cigar. I loved the way that he smiled. I loved the way that he smiled.
Smelled.
Smelled. Bitch.
I felt a gush between my legs, and he licked his one sharp canine and let out a low growl. It's almost like he knows what he's doing to me. I'm so rude, I apologize. This is Kendra. She goes to school together, and Kendra, this is Logan. He comes into Lisa's.
Well,
she said,
you are going out with us, Isis, right?
It's Isis, right?
Isis, right?
Who cares? She's dead. She's going to be on the fucking news in a half hour. Dumb homeless bitch gets found in alleyway. She is dead. This is a broad recounting her night that she got raped. She just thinks it was Wolverine. Okay? That's what the plot twist is, right? This is like Fargo. This is a little retarded kid. You can't tell me she's not dead. Okay, go on.
You are going out with us tonight, right? I think you'll really like Eric's brother. I think his name is David. He's kind of nerdy like you.
She joked. I'll call you later, I said, never taking my eyes off of Logan.
If you don't want me to leave you alone with him, I understand.
She said in a nervous whisper.
Yeah, like she was going to fucking do anything. What's she going to do? Be the meat cushion she falls back on? Like they'll use her as like an air mattress as he's fucking her? Like he's fucking this broad and her dumb friends on the bottom screaming, wee! Wee! Pound,
get off
pound, pound, pound!
Get off of her! Stop it! Stop it!
Cops don't come in this neighborhood, darling.
She was still not catching on to the fact that he appeared to pick up on everything. I'll call you tonight, I said, giving her a slight nudge.
It was nice to meet you, Mr.
She trailed off, staring down at her pink Skechers that she got at Kmart. Logan looked her over and licked his lips.
Same here, sweetheart.
He gave her a lazy stare. I found myself feeling a little jealous of the way that he was eyeing her. She walked away briskly, turning around to give the universal pinky and thumb, call me! I waved goodbye and turned to Logan. His hair was wild and black. He wore a red and black plaid flannel shirt with a red-ribbed undershirt that you could also get at Kmart. There were dog tags around his neck. He wore faded boots and cut Levi's that looked like they had been painted on. I felt foolish for staring. I shyly looked down at the sidewalk.
Isis, eh?
He said, slyly looking me up and down. He made me feel like covering up and getting undressed all at once. Yes, I answered.
Egyptian goddess of magic and fertility.
He purred.
She's dead. Who talks like this and doesn't get raped? He is going to eat her. She is good. They're going to find her bones in like a mixing pot.
See, like, you would probably say 99 times out of 100, this ends with a rape and a murder.
Yes.
But I mean,
this is a rape fantasy that this writer had, and obviously putting pen to paper, oh, of course he would say this. He's going to rape me.
Yes, I spoke again quietly, feeling very exposed all of a sudden. I was surprised he knew what my name meant. Most people
Mandy
thought I...
Mandy's creeped out by Drunk's interpretation of the Wolverine character. She doesn't like his accent, I don't think.
Okay, Mandy, whenever you hear Wolverine or Logan, just think in your mind, rapist who raped the author that she's now giving him a name. That you can almost smell the scotch coming off of his voice.
Mandy just wrote, it is the rapiest voice ever, but she spelled it rappiest. Do you think that was a Freudian slip?
Possibly.
Most people thought Isis was a queen.
I'm going.
Not that he seemed at all uneducated. It just seems like something that would interest him.
You a goddess, Isis?
He touched his tongue to the side of his mouth. He made such a simple act look so obscene. His voice was a combination of velvet and gravel, all the time dripping with lust. No, my mom was a hippie. I was almost embarrassed by my answer, even though it was true. He laughed, and it rumbled deep in his broad chest.
Well, Isis, darling, sounds like you already got plans for the evening.
He winked at me, mounted his Harley, and started it up. It was strange how his bike dropped so low when he sat on it. He was a muscular guy, but it didn't seem like he would weigh that much. I stood there for a split second, realizing that tonight I would not get raped, unlike my fantasies had driven out completely. Obviously, that rape kit I got from the police is going to go unused tonight. I'm going to go home and sit on it and hope an egg hatches out of it, because none of my infertile valley eggs are going to be planted tonight with this damn rapist seed. This is a rape fantasy, isn't it? This is fucking 50 Shades of Grey. This broad is...
Napier, that's so long. It's so long. There's so much still to get through.
We're making good time, damn it.
We're making terrible time.
Oh, man.
Yes, Logan, I do. I said in a voice that was unsure of where it was coming from. I climbed on the back of his bike and wrapped my arms around his waist. I buried my face in his hair at the back of his neck and drank in his scent. I let out a soft moan, and I heard him chuckle. I was still not sure how he could have heard it. We rode what seemed like forever. I had never been on a motorcycle, so I was a bit nervous at first. The longer my body was pressed against Logan's, the more safe and relaxed I felt. I felt like I was pressed against a wall of muscle. His body was hard as steel. We stopped at a roadhouse bar. That
Andrew
seemed to...
in the chat, he didn't give her a helmet. That's unsafe. I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. She was going to get used whatever she was going to get used for. Her heart's beating or not. This is fucking happening, bro. She's going to be found at a frat house all torn up.
We stopped at a roadhouse bar that seemed to be in the middle of nowhere. He held out his huge, calloused hand and helped me off the motorcycle.
How many pages are we through? Can we skip, like, to where they're fucking or something? Jesus Christ, are we even halfway done? Oh my God, it goes on forever!
You printed this out!
Oh my God!
Keep going.
Okay.
Try less sidebars.
We're skipping the bar part. Okay, he orders her white Zinfandel. Okay, oh, I'm so drunk. Yeah, I'm gonna get you drunk. Let's go back to your place.
You're taking out, like, my whole segment, dude.
I might have to do you right here. Okay, they're gonna go fuck in her... they went back to her place. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
We skipped a couple pages. They're in the bar. Great.
They're in the bar. She has not been roofied yet, and her panties are starting to get unmoist.
She drank some white Zinfandel, and he drank his usual. It was not specified what it was.
Well, that's not canon.
That's what a man should taste like, I said out of breath.
How do you know, darling? Didn't you say you only had one?
Oh, yeah, she fucked one guy. A while ago.
Yeah, that was her dad, and she's just trying to be modest.
He raised an eyebrow at me. He was nothing like you. He was my dad. I couldn't believe the way I was talking. He brought out something in me I didn't know existed. I started undoing his belt, failing miserably at unbuckling his huge buckle.
Take it easy, honey. Now, if you were like the woman I used to talk behind this building, then giving it to you right here, we wouldn't be having a problem. But seeing as how you might as well be a virgin, I think we should take this elsewhere. That is, if you really want this.
He's talking about his dick.
Yeah.
If you really want this dick. Sorry.
She's dead. Yeah, I'm just saying that. You know I want this, Logan. I know you can tell. I want to be one of those women you take behind this place. You could take me any place, but please just take me, I begged. There was a hint of arrogance in his voice when he said,
Your place.
Once again I found myself with his arms wrapped around me and my face buried in his hair. This time I was more nervous than before. What should I expect? What should I do? When we arrived at my building, he parked, and we made our way up the stairs. He was behind me and gave me a hard smack on the ass. It stung, but it felt so good at the same time.
Now you, get on up the stairs, or I might have to do it to you right here.
Oh, God! I sighed as I put the key in the door. That's not a euphemism. She really did put the key in the door. We walked in and I flipped the lights on.
Bed, now.
He commanded. I sat down on the edge of my bed. All of a sudden, I was not so bold as I had been in the parking lot. Maybe reality kicked in. Maybe some of what of that wine wore off, or what he put in it. He was so intimidating. I waited anxiously for what would happen next. I knew now was not the time to back out. The dark look in his eyes told me I wouldn't have made any difference. He would have me. All of me tonight.
That means anus, right? That means anus. Okay. Wolverine's about to do this broad in the turd cutter. Hold on.
Both of them.
Both of them.
He sat next to me and growled deep in his chest.
You ready for me, girl? I ain't no college pretty boy.
Yes, I said almost inaudibly. But I knew he heard me thanks to his mutant powers. He turned my face to his and planted a soft kiss on the corners of my mouth. His breath was hot and strong with the whiskey he drank.
Oh, see, he drank whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
My head started to spin. He tilted my head back and covered my mouth with his. His tongue was rough against mine, and grunts and growls reverberated it. I moaned softly as he removed my sweater and slid a calloused hand under my top. He massaged my breast with one hand and went for my jeans with the other.
You smell so sweet. I could smell how wet I got you. The first day I met you, I knew you needed some hard loving from a real man.
I was losing it fast and knew I should be doing something with my hands. I sunk both of them back into his hair and deepened the kiss. He pushed me down and he slid my jeans off.
Your what?
They lay crumpled and forgotten on the floor. He leaned over the top of me, resting one elbow, and slid two fingers into the side of my soaked panties, rubbing me gently in a circular motion.
Obviously, if this was the real Wolverine, he'd be stabbing his hands into this broad.
He better not slip up.
Nope.
Are you ready?
Whoops, nerve pinch, sink.
Did you cut it off right before Drunkline?
Yeah.
He's going to miss his cue.
I'm going to slide a couple fingers in your mouth, sweetie.
He whispered. I moaned softly and tossed my head to the side. He slipped one finger into my wetness. And then a second. He made me feel tense.
It's all right, girl. Spread them a little more for me.
I did as I was instructed. He then peeled my underwear off, and they too were forgotten, officer.
Ha, 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 Taste as good as you smell, darling.
He spoke softly, his lips brushing my ear slightly. God, what is he saying?
Oh, Logan!
Was all I could manage to say as he knelt on the floor at the edge of the bed and pulled me closer to the edge. I felt his mutton chops tickle the inside of my thighs. I then knew what he was saying. Oh, God, no!
How's this right? You sound like Sling Blade. Whenever you read a line, please, at the end of it, go.
Oh, yes, honey.
Mm-hmm. He growled. His breath was hot on my throbbing puss hole. And I felt...
It says pusshole. Show me where it says pusshole.
It says pusshole right
there.
You're
a liar.
It says pusshole.
This is a dramatic reading.
Of pusshole wetness.
It does not say pusshole.
I felt his tongue ruffle up the insides of me, up and down my slit. I started to squirm. But he had my thighs pinned down hard enough to leave bruises, officer.
You ain't going anywhere. I ain't done.
He licked and sucked and bit lightly with his teeth.
Oh, that's so hot.
I found myself pushing my hips towards him, and then I lost any amount of control I had. My whole body shook. I moaned like a whore. At least what I thought one might sound like, as I have never done such a thing, officer. He took off his flannel and then the white undershirt. It was a sight I had been fantasizing about for the past week or so. He had a barrel chest covered in coarse black hair. It was damp with sweat. The dog's tag still hung around his neck. He spread my legs roughly with his knee and settled between him. His erection was confined by his tight Levi's that you can get at Kmart. With an expert flick of his wrist, his belt buckle was undone.
See, that's how you do it, darling.
Napier's sexy story time. Apparently needs to be sponsored by Kmart, because we've gotten like a breakdown of everything they sell.
Well, see, like, you have to do this like Stephen King would. You got a product placement.
He whispered softly in my ear. My head was tossed to one side, and my lips were parted slightly. My body was aching for him. I knew what was next. I unconsciously spread my legs wider apart.
That's it, girl.
He grunted. He pulled my top off swiftly and leaned in to kiss me again. I could taste and smell myself all over his face. At one time, the thought would have disgusted me, but combined with the taste of him, it was delicious. Now he hovered over me, one hand guiding his throbbing cock toward my aching pusshole.
Grrr. You ready now?
He was not asking me, even though that was a question. He was telling me. He was at the entrance. And he begged to thrust it into me, and suddenly stopped. I was panting and pawing at his chest, flickering my tongue out to get a taste of the sweet drippings from his big hairy chest.
That boy didn't pop your cherry, girl.
He smiled at the same time and had a cocky smile I had seen a few times already tonight. I don't know, I sobbed. He was already stretching me. And there was some discomfort, but I still wanted it badly. I rocked my hips upward. And this was all the encouragement he needed. He held his arms above my head with one hand and spread me wider for him with the other, never withdrawing his manhood.
I won't lie to you. This is gonna hurt you. Best make it quick, honey.
With a quick thrust, he was in my quivering puss hole to the hilt. I cried out, and tears streamed down my face. He stayed inside me until I calmed down a little.
It's all right, sweet darling. I'll break you in real good.
He was panting now and started to pump in and out of me, brushing my cheek with his mutton chops. I moaned, "Oh, Logan, please, you're hurting me."
You don't want me to stop. You need this. I can smell it. Mm-hmm.
He growled roughly, "He can smell it?"
That sounds very rapey.
Yeah, it does.
You need this. You're not saying no. This is happening.
Listen, baby, it was over the moment you got on the back of this Harley.
Drunk, read the line again.
You don't want me to stop. You need this. I can smell it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. It's almost over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Three pages.
I let go and let him have at me. The pain eased a little.
Do you think there's any way that we could chase everybody out of the chat room before night? Okay.
He started to pump into me harder and faster. There was more pain. And then an orgasm rippled through my body, causing me to converse.
Okay.
But I realized later that these were actually convulsions, and I was having a seizure, officer. There were so many sensations coursing through me, like the seizure. I felt his tongue, his teeth, his hair, his chest rumble against my breastises, causing my nipples to stiffen more. I'm surprised they didn't cut through him. He sped up his thrusting and grunted.
So tight. Fuck. Here I come, baby.
I felt him pump his hot seed into me. I sobbed a little. But then I told my cat Patches everything was okay. It was pain. Pleasure. It was everything. He rolled off me and laid down on his back. He had an arrogant look on his face and whispered,
"You all right, little girl?" Mm-hmm.
I didn't speak. I just lay my head on top of his and started playing with his dog tags. I knew I was pregnant. "What does Wolverine mean?" I asked as I toyed with the chain around his neck.
"It means I'm an animal,"
he said quietly. "No, you're not," I shot back. He looked so sad. I felt sad too because he got me pregnant. He was anything but an animal. He was all man. And I was sad because I knew he wasn't the kind of man to stick around long, and I was pregnant. I knew there was no point, but I said it anyway. "You know, you can stay as long as you want, Daddy." He looked into my eyes and said,
"Darling, I can't stay no place too long. How about I come see you when I get back?"
He kissed me lightly on the lips and I sat up. He lit a cigar stub and pulled his jeans on. "Get back?" I asked.
"Gotta go north for a while. Canada."
That was where Canada was.
He cried.
Direction of Canada. Anchor, how is Wolverine going to pay for an abortion on an X-Man's salary?
Hey, kicking her down the stairs is free, fucker.
He growled something at me. I couldn't make it out. I watched him finish dressing, and I threw on an oversized t-shirt. Want some breakfast? I hoped he'd say yes. Please say yes.
Maybe next time, baby doll.
One last soft kiss, and the next sound I heard were the pipes of his Harley. My eyes started to tear up a little, but I knew I would see him again because I was going to call the cops and said that he raped me, and then I'd let him know if he stuck around longer, I'd drop the charges. I didn't know when, but I knew it wouldn't be the last time I saw Wolverine, thanks to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Trying very hard not to feel too sorry for myself and the baby growing in my belly, I made my way back to the bedroom. I wrapped myself in the sheets that still held his scent and the semen that he didn't get in me. I slept peacefully until my doorbell rang around 2:30 p.m. because I don't have a job. I stumbled to the door.
Yeah, it's 12:30. Why isn't she at work?
Yeah, she's obviously, you know, destitute.
Half hung over and still looking and feely freshly fucked.
What happened last night? I called a million times.
It was Kendra. Oh, hi, Kenny. Come in.
Oh my God, girl. You look... wow. It reeks of cigars in here. Oh no, you didn't.
Her mouth was on the floor. All I could say was yes. Yes, I did get violently raped. Thank you for pointing that out. And now I have to go call my therapist before I drink a bottle of pills. Thank you, Kenny. You're such a good fucking friend. I'm gonna take my rape baby to the abortion cellar, and we're gonna end this now.
And that was...
Napier's sexy story time
for the ladies. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed that, ladies. That was for you.
For every single one of you. Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. I mean, obviously, you know, they had to find her somewhere. I'm thinking alleyway. And this was a story she told to the police, and some nice person that was overhearing it put this on fucking, what is that, fanfic.net?
Did you know that before I was born, my mom really lobbied for my name to be Gunner?
Gunner, huh?
Gunner. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Oh, fuck that. Did you see what Anchor just put in the chat?
Yeah.
What if the fetus has a mutant healing factor and is unabortable?
Good news! The mutant gene... it doesn't kick in until they hit puberty, so you can abort them all day!
Nice.
Nice! Swag!
Yo, that's swag.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. call us at 314-266-WECHO-D and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at wechodix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at wechodix. Join our board at wechodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
Hello, podcast exclusive Drunks Podcast SmackDown Challenge. We completely forgot.
Thanks, Mike.
Sorry.
And the winner is the half scoop.
Which episode of the half scoop did you listen to, the 50th one or the next one?
No, I listened to the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
And you liked it?
Episode 5. It's the best.
Of the Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Star Wars guy.
I do like Star Wars.
Oh, I'll be damned.
But not Doctor Who.
I mean, I'm not talking shit about it. I didn't listen to it, but I thought
Doctor Who is British. That's not on American TV.
The 50th episode of the half scoop was really good. Yeah. I thought it was really good.
I tend to like foreigners. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. So Half Scoop beats Epic Podquest.
It does. You
know, with that one, I didn't know which one you would go. A lot of these, I have a pretty good idea where you're going, but I didn't know with this one. It was a pretty close one. So
so you're going to give me my next challenge, I guess?
Yeah, let's do... There's only a couple left. We got... It's Too Heavy to Skydive versus Murphy's Mercs, Pod Cheese versus Weird Brain, and the 76th Street Podcast versus Two Average Dicks. I think those are the only three left. So, Napier, pick one of those.
Let's go with the first one you mentioned.
Too Heavy to Skydive versus... shit. Murphy's Mercs.
I'm sure we can look it up. Don't you have it over here?
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Don't you have the Facebook?
Too Heavy to Skydive versus Murphy... And the Mercenaries, or Murphy's Mercs, or...
We're going to have to look it up, or you're going to have to text
Murphy's,
me or something.
Murphy's Law and the Mercenaries. Murphy's Mercenaries. Murphy.
Murphy's.
Murphy's Podcast.
Okay.
Murphy, the man with the roofies.
So it is.
There's pistols on their logo.
Yeah.
And it's black and white.
Do they speak in rape voice?
And it's in Murphy's... Murphy's Mercenaries and the Mercenaries.
Awesome.